effectively with you on what I titled, One Battle You Can Never Win. One battle no man can never, ever, ever win. You can fight man and win man. Is that true? You can actually, in fact, you can fight yourself and win yourself. Amen. Somebody can have, you know, deficiency in his character and say, no, I'm working on myself. And then you fight yourself, you win yourself. And I tell you, you can actually resist the devil. In other words, fight the devil and you win him. Bible says, when you resist him, what will he do? He will flee. Any of us don't know that devil is so afraid. Many of us don't know. Many of us don't know. He's actually afraid because he's so powerless. He's just an angel. As a matter of fact, a fallen one for that matter. Praise God. Fallen. So he has no power. He has no authority. The one he had, I told you, where did he got it from? From man. He stole it from man. And now Jesus took it from him, restored it to man. So he's left with nothing. So that's why he's now using gimmicks. Did you get it now? That's why he's using gimmicks. That's why he's now trying to be like a roaring lion. But he's not one. He's not one. Please, you need to know how powerless the devil is. And like scriptures as instructed, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, don't give him place so that he will not take advantage of you. That's when he takes chance. So you can actually fight devil. That's what I'm trying to say. You can fight devil and you can win him. But what is that one battle you can never win? You can never fight God and win. Keep fighting him, you will keep losing. So today, as brief as possible, I have come to let you know, don't fight your maker. You can win. Please help me tell somebody, don't fight your maker. It's a battle you cannot win. Tell another person, don't fight your maker. It's a battle you can never win. Let's go to the word of God. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. Isaiah 45, verse 9. God helping me, I want to be as brief as possible. We have received the word of the Lord. A very good one. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Except I know that this word is an instruction somebody needed to know, I will have just closed the service the other time. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Look at the word of God. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let a potsherd strive with the potsherds of the heart. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, what makest thou or thy work? He hath no hands. He went on to say in verse 10, woe to him that said to his father, what begetteth thou? Begettest thou? Or to the woman, the mother now, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, his maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the works of man, command ye me. My focus in verse 9, woe to him that striveth or that fight. Another translation says that argue with his maker. Let's read another scripture so that I can just tidy up everything as quick as possible. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Romans 9. It's a long scripture. So let's see. Are you there, verse 11? If you're there, say amen. It's actually to the end, but let's just start reading. For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God's according to election might stand, not of works, but of God, or of him that calls. It is said, therefore, unto her, the elders, or the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is God unrighteous? Or is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Let's stop there. Actually, if you read down, he's talking about the same thing. How God decided to do things according to his calling. In other words, according to his purpose. Now, should a man fight God? Is a question. Should a man fight God? No. But can a man fight God? Yes. Did you get the question? Should a man fight God? No. But is it possible for a man to fight God? Yes, I'm going to show you. Many of us are fighting God and you don't know. And I'm going to show you two ways it's possible for a man to fight God. One, you can fight God in your own life. Based on things going on in your own life. When you see things going on in your life and you don't like it, it's not according to what you think or what you like. Now you want to fight things. Now, so when you begin to fight God's order in your life, then you are fighting God. Then you can see the move of God in other people's life. And you can get angry. Probably due to jealousy. Or probably due to overprotection. That's why Jesus said, a man's enemy are the people of his own household. It's not that they meant to do him evil. But you see, when they overprotect, when a mother overprotects a child, imagine Anna overprotects Samuel. I say, this is my only son. If you know the number of years I waited to get him, no, he must be an engineer. Pastor K. Then, at that point, the mother is fighting God indirectly over the life of that son. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We all do it most of the time and we don't know. A wife can do it to the husband. A husband can do it to the wife. Father can do it. Mother can do it. In the church, we can do it. In the neighborhood, in the family, we are fighting God and we don't know. So today I've come to tell you, it is one battle you can never win, fighting God. Whether in your own life or in the life of people that you either like or you hate. Are you following me? But the Bible says, woe unto anyone that fights with his maker. What does it mean, woe?
destruction. Alas, destruction to them
that argue with their maker. God said, go this way. You said, no. This is what I want to do. Am I making sense to you? It's one battle you can never win. And let me quickly chip in this. Prayer is not all that matters. Obedience is all that matters. If you are writing, write it down. Prayer is not all that matters. Obedience is all that matters. Yes, while the Bible says you can pray about everything, but listen to me. Your obedience works far better than your prayer. Oftentimes, we pray in disobedience. God said, this is what I want to do. And then you see man, we involve in witchcraft spirit, manipulation. We say, God, yes, I know that's what you say, but. It's a battle you can never win. Stop bringing in sentiment when it comes to God leading in your life. Stop it. Because anyone, it is the word of God, anyone arguing with his maker, such fellow is doomed for destruction. It's a battle that cannot be won. Not minding the number of fasting, praying, sacrifices and whatever. It's a battle that cannot be won. You are fighting God. You want to win him. Don't you know that whatever God is doing has to do with his continuous eternal plan? God don't just do anything. He do everything according to his eternal plan. So when a man starts to argue out with God, you are trying to interrupt his eternal plan. It cannot work. So anyone trying to interrupt, the fellow will be removed. Boom. Look at the word of God. The Bible says in verse 11, the children, they have not yet been born. They have not done anything. They have not even been born. But because of God's purpose concerning them, the Bible says, not of works. Please go to verse 11. Romans 9, 11. The Bible says, not of work. A translation says, not by what we do or what we don't do, but about what God has decided to do. His purpose, his calling. Today we do a lot of prayer. We do a lot of fasting. We do a lot of service in the kingdom of God. And then we are doing them because there is a predetermined, what we call reward. One we have envisioned. If I do this, I will get this. But is that what God asks you to do? Are you where God asks you to be? Are you living your life the way God asks you to live it? Not of work, but of him that calleth. So it was said unto him, look at this, the elder shall serve the younger. Listen, before those children were born, who is going to be the younger? If you understand the scripture, before the children were born, who is going to be the younger? Talk to me. the youngest or the younger one before they were born. But humanly speaking, if they were your children and you see things the way it is working, you see that the youngest is becoming the way things are going. Like, you, what happened to your head? What happened to your head? Can't you see your younger brother? Can't you see? You even take it to God in prayer. Abi now. But have we, when we see such a thing, do we care to say, God, what is happening here? What is your will here? What are you doing here? But you see, instead of us asking God for his calling, for his plan in the life of those children or those ones involved, instead of us going to find out the will of God, we go with a predetermined thought, prayer point, list of prayer points. This is enemy. This is how it happened to my father, to my mother. Ah, it's also happening concerning my child. No, I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. Now, what answer do you think will come? Whatever answer you receive is from your head. Whatever situation you find yourself today, before you start, are you following what I'm saying? Before you start casting out the devil, please do one thing first, and it will be the right thing to do. Go and ask God for his will. God, what are you doing here? God, what is it? God, what's your work here? What's your calling here? What's your purpose here? And if you do everything according to his purpose, I tell you, you cannot fail. And you cannot lose your, miss your reward. Let's read further. It was told, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob I love, but Esau I have hated. What shall we then say? Is God unrighteous? So at that moment, one can start saying, no, God, you can't do it like that. Do you understand what the scripture is saying now? No, God, that is not right. The firstborn should be the first. Hello? God, that cannot be right. How will the number 11 be the savior of the family? So when the brothers of Joseph, they were telling him, we will see how your dream will come to pass. Who are they fighting, please? They were fighting God. Did they win? Please, if you're on the Lord's side, forget how many millions or people join together fighting you. They can never win you. Are you getting me? Once you are on the Lord's side, put you out to rest. Don't fight anybody. Don't fight dirty. Just love God. Keep following his will for your life. He will bring everything to pass in due time. It might look you are getting late. It might look everybody is getting it right. You are not getting it right. But if you are following God, you can never be late. One battle, you can never win. You can't win God. So look at verse 15. He said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Why? According to God's calling. Are you getting me? Take for example, Moses himself. He was the youngest. Children of his age, they were killed. By the time Pharaoh's daughter took him from the river, don't forget, the name Moses was not an Hebrew name, it's an Egyptian name. The mother is a Christian. The
what do you call the Pharaoh's daughter now? The what now? No, that's not the nanny now.
The guardian. Thank you. The guardian now is an Egyptian.
What kind of a life is that? In fact, if you and I, we see that kind of a child, you will start casting out the demon in the life of that child. That is to tell you and me that many times we are fighting God. We are fighting his doings in our life. Look at the way God arranged it for Moses. His own mother became his nurse. Then he had Pharaoh's daughter as a guardian. Now, the moment Pharaoh's daughter picked him up, he knew. She said, this is one of the Hebrews' child. He ought to kill him, right? He ought to take him to her father. As a father, this is one of these boys we are looking for. Let's kill him. But he said, no. Nurse, I will pay you your wages. Can you see God at work? If you're on the law side, even your enemy, they will pay you your wages. Are you following me? Even your God will use your enemy to take care of you if you're on the law side. But can I ask you a question? Can you allow God to lead you in such a way that it can make you as if, as a Moses, to live in Pharaoh's palace? If God is leading you there, can you go there? Am I making sense to you? Can you go there? Can you be so sensitive, like the father and the mother of Moses were sensitive? We can't let go of this child. He has a great destiny. Other parents might be releasing their own children to die. We won't allow this one to die. They knew that river is where the Pharaoh's daughter do pass. And they strategically positioned that child there. They told the sister, watch out. Everybody in the family, they were involved in that arrangement. Can the church synergize like that? In our families, can we synergize? When we see one who has the hand of God upon his life, can we say, yes, we have seen the hand of God upon this fellow? Everybody, let's work together for his lifting. Are you following what I'm saying? That we can look at one among us, whether in our family, whether in the church, whether at workplace, and say, we can see the hand of God upon this one. Everybody, can we work together? Can we give him the ball so that he can keep scoring for us? So that if we get all the hat trick and double, triple hat trick in one game, we will believe that if he wins, everybody wins. Can we so believe that God's working in the life of one of us is for all of us? Do I need to repeat that? Can we believe God that the move of God, the working of God in the life of one of us is for all of us? And we should stop fighting one person among us whose hand of God is upon his life, and stop all this malice, all this hatred, all this backbiting, you know, and then we are trying to pull down that person. Now, this is God at work. You are trying to pull down that person. Why you are doing that? Who are you trying to pull down? God. Can you win? You can never win. I don't want to push beyond this today, but I'd like you to know that fighting God in any way is one battle no man can win. And I'm trying to show us in so many ways we are fighting God. Because how do you fight God? Of course, nobody will stand and say, I'm fighting God. Of course, can you see God? You can't see him. But you see, when you fight against his plan, whether in your life or in the life of others, who are you fighting, please? You are fighting God. You are fighting God. Of course, in our nation now, you see many things going on. It's not a natural problem. It's human orchestrated problem. So you see all those people who are trying to ensure that nothing works in Nigeria. You see, when we have the construction of Dangote refinery, everybody is thinking, we are going to be at rest. Look at what is happening now. I can't imagine what is happening. We have the crude oil from here. We have the refinery here. And then we are buying a dollar rate. Sir, does it make sense? I don't understand. Every other thing that we have, the raw material here, and they are turned to finish product here, they didn't sell a dollar. So why is it, even all the our cocoa, whatever, they are not selling a dollar now. Are they not selling cocoa at international market? So why is it that it is for this petroleum of a thing that they are now saying, no, we have to sell a dollar rate? No, it's not dollar rate. It's wickedness rate. But can I tell you this? As many that are involved, they are not fighting man. They are fighting God. And what will happen to anyone who fights God? Destruction. It might take long, but God will come. He will come. So here today, as I close this, and then we'll continue next week, check your life. Is there any way you are fighting God? Check your life. Is there any way you are fighting God, whether in your own life or in the life of others? Correct yourself. Tell God, your will be done, so that God will not take you out of the way. Please stand to your feet. Fighting God is one battle no man can win. Lord, clearly you have come to us today, first prophetically, and secondly now through your word. And through your word, you are making us to realize that there are so many ways you want to move and we are blocking you. Can you imagine man blocking God? Can you? And God in his mercy is waiting. He's waiting. Leave the way. I want to move. Leave the way. Leave the way. Lord, right now, in any way we have been blocking your way in our lives, Lord, we say have your way. Can you say with me, oh Lord? Lift up your two and say, oh Lord, in any way I have been blocking your way in my life, Lord, today I say have your way. I say have your way. In any way I have been blocking your way in my life, Lord, I say no more. Have your way in my life. Father, this is our confession, that we don't want to block your way anymore. We don't want to hinder your plan in our lives. We say have your way in our life. We say have your way in our lives. We say have your way in our lives. Whatever is your eternal plan in the life of every one of us, now let it begin to find fulfillment. We will no longer hinder your work or move, but we will always support it. And as we are truthful to this word and this prayer, we will return with testimony next week. It will be a new dawn in our life. that now we now support your move. Therefore, our life will move forward. We will make progress. We will increase. We will enlarge. I declare concerning you, in this new week you are going to, the Lord will help you. Now that you are no longer working against God, nothing will work against you. I said, because you are no longer working against God, nothing will be able to work against you. Everything that has been working against you, now they will work in your favor. Today, the fight between you and God is over. Somebody didn't hear that. Before, you've been fighting God, but now the fight between you and God is over. I said the wall between you and your maker is now collapsed. You are now friend with your maker. You are best of friend with your maker. You are best of friend with God. Whatever is your will, that will be your will. Whatever is his way, that will be your way. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will surprise you. The Lord will lift you. The Lord will help you. The Lord will be your support. The Lord will be your support. Is there anywhere you desire support? Now you will see God as your support. Somebody, you want to do something, and all you've been looking for is support, support, support. That is the one word. Oh, if I can just have somebody to support me. If I can just have somebody to support me. I'd like to announce to you, God is telling me to tell somebody, I will support you. God will support you. God will support you. Whatever you are doing and you have been crying for support, the voice of God is coming to you. God, your maker, will support you.